Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
There's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as Vice President of the United States.
Happy birthday, dear Valid. Happy birthday to you.
I was on the television. I was on the telephone.
Every time I hear Hail to the Chief, wonder where the hell is he? Turn around and where's the president?
What, I can't remember it.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccarilla.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going
to
be here.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
Well, we got to fix that, don't we?
Yeah, I know. I've been kind of busy. I need to hit up Clay.
That's funny. All right, John Cobell Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. But, you know, we have been playing that now for about 3 years. A lot of those clips, most of them are from his first year. So we were on this a long time ago, and we were right, and it was obvious 3 years ago. And the reason it was obvious 3 years ago is as he started stumbling and bumbling around in public speeches, and then, like, literally at times stumbling around, one day as I went on YouTube and started looking at old videos of the way Joe Biden used to be, and I found a video when he was debating Sarah Palin, which was during the 2008 campaign. And maybe one day, I think one day we did compare President Joe with old Joe, but maybe we should do that again. Because it was so stunning. I mean, the evidence was overwhelming when you compare Joe to Joe that, you know, he had slid way downhill. And what's funny is that montage that we played, that doesn't include all the choice nuggets from this week. In fact, you know, we're going to have to do a part two.
Yeah.
We can make another introduction just out of everything that's happened since last weekend. I mean, he confused the current French president with a dead French president. Then he confused the French president with a dead German leader. And these people died a long time ago, too. I mean, François Mitterrand, the French president, died in 96. What was really funny is Robert Hur, the special counsel, told the truth. And believe me, having done the show as long as we have, nothing will cause a bigger ruckus than when you tell the truth. There is no lie you can create up that you can create that will get people as angry as telling the truth. And Robert Hur told the truth. And he sat there with Biden and questioned him about where the documents were hid. And he said some simple things. Biden couldn't remember the year that he started being vice president. He couldn't remember the year he ended being vice president. He couldn't remember the year when Bo Biden, his son, died. He was really hazy about the whole Afghanistan debate. And and what he said is that Biden has is a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, and he's got diminished mental faculties. So all that's true. And what's really funny is when somebody says something true in current public American life, everybody runs to the barricades and starts saying the opposite. And there's two ways. You change the subject, first of all. If you watch or listen to some of the spokesholes today coming out of the White House, some of the sycophants in his party, news media, of course, it's all about changing the subject. Or you attack the messenger. You go after Robert Hur. Why he's this and he's that. Why this is inappropriate. Well, inappropriate is not untruthful. Something can be truthful and inappropriate. And that's the bottom line on this. This was all truth. This was all real. Oh, this doesn't, I heard all this today. It's inappropriate. It doesn't follow proper protocol. It was gratuitous. Oh, my God. They went to get all the synonyms. And gratuitous and unnecessary and blah, 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 blah. It's true.
What happened to the truth hurts?
The truth does hurt bad. And there is no way. He can reverse all his policies. He cannot reverse the aging process. And he's been given several years now of rope. That's what we said at the beginning. How's he going to make it to the end? How is he going to make it to the end? If he doesn't physically die of some disease like cancer or heart attack, how's his brain going to make it? How's his brain going to make it for five more years? Are the people who run the Democratic Party so stupid is that they're going to put up Joe Biden and expect him to make it to, what, 2029? He's going to make it to 2029? And how old is he going to be then? He's going to be 86? 87? What the hell? Is everybody insane? He can't make it there, and he's backed up by Kamala Harris, who, if she had dementia, then it would excuse the way she communicates, but no, that's apparently her operating at full power. Just they live in this unreal, irrational world. Everybody just, ran to the TV cameras. Okay, let's say the opposite of what everyone saw with their own eyes. That's the whole theme of this entire era. Don't believe what you saw with your own eyes. I watched the whole press conference after I got home. I went to YouTube and he was there for 20 minutes. And boy, was he struggling. He looked, what was really telling is not just with all the flubs, and we'll play the flubs coming up in the next segment, but not just all the flubs, but in between when all the reporters were shouting many questions at the same time, and it looked like his head was going to explode. That time of night was 7:45. This is 4 hours past his normal workday. And dementia patients have what's known as sundowner's syndrome. And I know this. My dad had it. And then after the sun goes down, they start getting really angry. They start getting really agitated. I don't know why. I don't know if they know why, or I just, you know, I never bothered to read, but they're a very bad, angry mood, and they'll lash out. My dad never yelled at my mom, whole marriage that I can remember. But when he had sundowner syndrome in the final months and he had dementia, it was bad. I mean, he was just laying in his bed and just yelling and yelling. And he always thought there were conspiracy theories involving the hospital staff and they didn't want to feed him properly. He once called me up when I was at the Grand Canyon with my family. And my dad was one of those old-fashioned dads that never used the phone, never answered the phone, never called me. Not once. Not once did I ever ring the home phone and he picked up. And not once did he ever call me, except we're at the Grand Canyon. And he's already in the assisted living center. And he's telling me, he goes, Johnny, you're in the media, right? I go, yeah. He goes, you have to investigate something for me. You have to investigate this, I think he called it a hospital, assisted living. You have to investigate this place because I think they're all working against me here. And they don't want to feed me the right food here. And they're keeping me in here. And I just had to placate him. It's like, you know what? As soon as I'm back home, you know, I'll make some calls and I'll investigate it. We'll find out what's going on. Okay, good. Thank you. Completely irrational conversation. There's nothing you can do. What are you going to do? And, you know, and then in the latter months, my mother used to call and tell me he was just bellowing. And she was just mortified by it. She'd never seen this kind of behavior. That's where Joe Biden is heading. Anybody who tells you otherwise is full of crap. They're in the political cult where you're not supposed to say anything truthful about your side. It's nonsense, all right? You know, I'm sure they could find probably 500 other Democratic politicians who'd leave the border wide open. Really? Is he the only guy who would do that? There's no need for him to run the country. All right, there's a lot of bad countries out there with bad leaders and dictators and violence and warmongers. When he wakes up in the morning, do you think he remembers the day before? Do you think he remembers that Russia invaded Ukraine, that Israel is firing on Gaza? Do you think do they have to refresh his memory every morning? Play some clips when we come back.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, let's play some of the best clips of Joe's show last night. If you're going to hold a fiery press conference and yell at the reporters that and to insist you have not lost your mind and that you have not lost your memory, it would help if you don't describe the Egyptian president as the Mexican president. Play cut number two.
I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in the Gaza Strip has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him.
All right, stop right there. The president of Mexico opened the gate between Egypt and Gaza. It's quite a trick for the president of Mexico. Well, he's good at keeping the border wide open to the U.S. I guess he's got magical powers. I noticed something, and you really should see his whole appearance. It's about 20 minutes, and it's on YouTube. At first, if you just listened to Biden, he sounded coherent, but he was reading off a teleprompter. His original denial speech was printed in front of him, and he has retained adequate teleprompter skills to read out loud. And it reminded me of Tony Bennett. I didn't ever see that special with Lady Gaga that he did a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And there was a thing on 60 Minutes as well. He was not communicating with the world anymore unless it was time to sing on stage. And it was really miraculous.
He knew all his songs.
Yeah. I mean, didn't miss a note, a word, a beat. It was incredible. But once he went off stage, somebody flipped a switch and he went dark. Couldn't really communicate anymore. But he could play, that was at Radio City Music Hall. It was a network television event. And it was terrific. I've heard that sometimes people maintain their musical memory beyond their ability to communicate, beyond their verbal memory. Sometimes this was true with my mother-in-law, who also went through this. She could remember things from the 1940s in great detail, but not a whole lot from hour to hour. And it's different clumps of cells in your brain, different sections of the brain that govern different parts of the memory. It's just the way it goes. So we can still read the teleprompter, but to stand there and talk off the top of his head and search for the words and the names and connect, it's failing him badly. Here's another example. Again, you're going to do a press conference, and he was all indignant that Robert Hur, the special counsel, brought up the fact that he couldn't remember the year that his son had died. So he did one of these how dare you routines. But you should then be able to remember certain details about your son's death. Listen.
Well, there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of... Every Memorial Day, we hold a service remembering him, attending
time
our
to
friends
change the
and
subject.
Family and the people
who
love
him. The rosary from Our Lady of blank. It's like a game show. Our Lady of what? I don't know. The end of that sentence disappeared into the ether as well. So what the council did is confirm what we've seen with our own eyes and heard with our own ears for several years now. 76% of the country, according to an NBC News poll, says Biden no longer has the mental ability to be president. 76%. The only reason many would vote for him anyway is they hate Trump. But that doesn't mean that his brain is working properly. It just means they hate Trump. And that's where we're at. 330 million people, and this is the choice we're getting. He's never going to get better. And the only thing they can do at the convention is give the nomination to somebody else and give the vice presidency to somebody else too. They're going to have to remove Joe, and they're going to have to remove Kamala. Nobody wants Kamala to be president. Nobody does. A vote for Joe means Kamala is president. That's not tolerable. But again, people may vote for those two just because they hate Trump more. But it really, really would be much better if they got a replacement. And not Gavin Newsom either.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
when I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Today we got two rounds of the Moist Line coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. And in about 25 minutes, we're going to have Todd Spitzer on, the Orange County District Attorney. Because Todd is helping us to set up a roadshow. We're going to be at the Honda Center on Thursday, February 22nd. And you will be coming and you're going to sign petitions. No, you're going to sign a referendum to get it on the ballot to massively rewrite Prop 47. They are really on a roll for this. They already have 360,000 signatures. This is the third day in a row we've been discussing this, and we are going to keep talking about it, and we are going to get you to come. It's called the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, Retail Theft Reduction Act. This is going to send people who steal, shoplift, to jail. By the third time they catch you, you're going to jail. And this is also going to send you to jail if you're caught doing drugs in public. Or you could take the option of getting treatment, which is the way it used to be up until 2014. Treatment or jail. You make the you choose as a druggie. You get to decide your future there. Third thing, which has got great support, is going after the fentanyl traffickers and making that a serious felony with lots of prison time. So it's a three-pronged approach is to go after the thieves. We're stealing from retail to go after the drug addicts and give them a shot at treatment or they go to jail, and then the fentanyl traffickers. Good news yesterday, we told you, is that two left-wing mayors, San Francisco Mayor London Breed and the San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, endorse this referendum. They're telling their left-wing followers to sign the petitions, get this on the ballot. So maybe in a year, the laws will drastically change in California, and this whole sick era will come to an end. We're going to talk to Todd Spitzer about it coming up after 2 o'clock. Now, here's a symptom of the sick era we're in. The French Bulldog, Onyx. Yeah, we had Ali Zacharias on the show, and she was the one who ended up on the hood of the car. Her dog stolen. Stolen right from under her, literally. She was sitting eating lunch at a Whole Foods, and some large woman came up and took her dog, jumped into a car with three other people. Then Ali stood in front of the car. The driver went forward, flipped Ali onto the hood, and Ali was seen flying down the road, clinging to the windshield wipers with her blonde hair straight back from the wind. It's like a flag totally strung out. Well, the news is, you may have heard the other day, that they arrested that woman. However, she's been released on bail. Her name is Sadie Slater. She's 21 years old. She was arrested for being the one to actually steal Onyx. They arrest her, but within a day, and she'd had a prior record, she posted bail set at $70,000. Now, how does a 21-year-old who's stealing dogs for a living, how does she get access to $70,000? Who bailed her out? Why was the bail so low? She was charged with felony robbery. And Allie Zacharias, the victim here, she was called down to the police station and was given a row of mug shots. And Allie identified Sadie Slater. And Allie says, I was so relieved when they made the arrest, but now I'm beside myself. She's out free, walking around. Where's the justice in this?
And where's the dog?
Still don't know. There are photos online. Daily Mail got an exclusive screenshot of a photo that Slater seemed to have sent to an acquaintance showing Slater holding Onyx on her lap in a car. And Slater wrote a text message to this person. Do you know who would want to buy him for $2,500 or $200?
$200?
Well, it's 200 and it's apostrophe. So I don't know if it's a typo and the range was 2,500 or 2,000, maybe. I don't know. The person responded, I have no idea, with an emoji. And the timestamp on the thread is 5:19 a.m. So this is the next day at 5:19 in the morning. She still has Onyx and she's looking for a buyer. So I thought this would have been more organized, that if they went to the trouble of stealing the dog,
they knew who would buy the dog.
Right. Within an hour, they would have dumped it off at whoever was receiving stolen dogs. There also is another photo shows Slater with a man in braids, shirtless. That's a good look. Shirtless man with braids. And they both have their hands cuffed behind their backs. So this was someone else that the police arrested, but then let go. During the LAPD public information officer said, if during the investigation officers find no reason to arrest someone, even if they were handcuffed, they are free to go. So I guess Mr. Shirtless Braids was not considered a suspect. Slater apparently had an Instagram account, the name of it, Ms. No Good, spelled M-S-S-N-O-O-O, Good. Since been made private and all the posts deleted. Well, how'd she get to be this nasty at the age of 21?
I want to know where the dog is. And I would never release her without finding the dog first.
I know. She should have been. And that's how you'd get the dog back. That's exactly what we ought to do. That should be the policy. Anybody who steals a dog, you're locked up and you're not fed. No food until you rat out who has it.
I like that.
Yeah. That's when I become district attorney.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Now we're voting for you?
Apparently, you're going to have to. This is the last chance after Gascon. One more chance. The next one doesn't work out, I'm taking over. And nobody gets out of jail. Nobody gets fed. So they cough up the information, especially dog thieves. All right. I want to do this now because I feel if I don't do this next story in the next segment, I'm never going to get around to it because we've got so much other stuff coming up. But we're going to talk about a transgender woman, try to follow this, okay? Guy became a girl, and she had a boyfriend, and they broke up, and she's angry and went to court because the boyfriend threw out her testicles. I wouldn't believe this.
Wait, what?
Next segment, I'll go slow, okay?
Yeah,
and please. This is a true story because it's a court case. Like, I would not even consider bringing this up. Because I wouldn't believe it.
And you,
but it's a court case.
Keep your testicles when you transition? I mean,
I guess you can. I guess that's an option.
Wow.
I'm not familiar.
You used to do stick them in a freezer?
It was in the refrigerator. So, is that a good enough tease?
Oh, yeah, I love
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Wait, I think we're having an earthquake.
Oh, I feel it, yes.
Yeah, it. Studio shaking.
Yeah, I'm shaking.
It's rolling for a few minutes.
Yeah.
For a few seconds, I mean.
I told you, John, I had a nightmare last night of a big earthquake. Then we have this earthquake, 5.7 in Hawaii, and now we have an earthquake here.
It's still.
It's rolling.
Yeah, it's still rolling.
It's still rolling. Okay, well, nothing's swinging. Nothing's going to fall on our heads.
Yet.
The speakers in my studio are shaking.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, get under the table there.
Well, I know. We should, because this could be a, what is it, a foreshock?
Or it's an aftershock from Hawaii.
I've got one more line in this commercial.
Okay, hurry please up finish. Already.
If you remember Goldco I was talking about, it's where you invest gold and silver. Call 855-GOLD-IRA, 855-GOLD-IRA.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I always wanted to be on the air with Deborah when an earthquake hit. KFI AM 640, John Cobalt Show, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I enjoyed that. A little tiny bit of panic in your voice. Are you okay? She can't breathe. She can't speak.
No, I'm just, I have to do this, some other things, right? I had to record something. But yeah, it is.
You're right. I was just enjoying your facial expression.
This is the second time that I have been on the air when there's been an earthquake.
In like a month, too.
Yes. Yes.
Because the other one happened when you were on the air with Gary and Shannon.
Exactly.
Yeah. They've already downgraded it a bit.
It's 4.5.
Yeah.
But still.
It was a good roll.
It was long.
It was long.
It went on for quite a few seconds there.
I'm telling you guys, I'm not kidding. I told John off the air, and then I mentioned this on the air, that I had a nightmare last night that there was a huge earthquake. And then there's a 5.7 earthquake in Hawaii. Uh-huh. And then we have this one.
So do you get the vibes in advance here?
I don't know.
Because cats get that too. They can feel the vibrations ahead of time. I was
texting some of my friends and seeing if they felt the earthquake and whatnot. And one of my friends said he got an alert before the shaking happened on his phone. And then the earthquake happened. So some apps are able to give you a warning, I guess.
Yeah, somebody just posted this online as well. I have never seen an announcement of an earthquake pop up on my computer as it was happening. There's a woman named Kimberly who posted that on Twitter. And I'm trying to click this this site. It's called Earthquake. It's the government site, earthquake.usgs.gov.
Yeah.
And when you click it, it tells you that it's overloaded. There's too many people trying to access the site.
Well, yeah, we all felt it.
Yeah, so everybody ran and did exactly the same thing.
My entire Twitter timeline says, earthquake. Did you feel it?
I'm telling you, we are due for a big one, and we are all very anxious when we feel these smaller ones.
I like how everybody races online.
Well, because we want to know. We want to know, where's the epicenter? What's the magnitude?
But everyone's running their own broadcast outlet now. They're all news anchors.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right. Here's the testicle story.
I thought we were getting out of this.
No. Michigan woman. She's a transgender. Man to woman. She had a boyfriend. They broke up. And she sued him. Transgender woman sued her ex-boyfriend. He had thrown out her surgically removed testicles. Brianna Kingsley filed in small claims court a petition against her ex, William Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski retained possession of my surgically extracted testicles, preserved in a mason jar, kept in the fridge next to the eggs.
Oh, no.
Boy, if you get hungry for eggs in that house. She demanded the immediate return in addition to $6,500 in damages. Kingsley told the judge at a court hearing, and this is an exact quote, "We're talking about my nuts. I wanted them in my fridge, not his." The damages were the loss of these nuts. It's not very feminine to be yelling about your nuts.
That's what you get out of this.
Well, I've never heard a girl use that kind of language. Wojciechowski said he'd already tossed out the testicles and filed a counterclaim saying he'd been humiliated by the coverage by worldwide news outlets. The judge threw out both their cases because he couldn't calculate potential damages. I can put a dollar amount, say if you were missing work at $16 an hour, but as to testicles, I can't really put a number on it. The judge said Breonna Kingsley had the chance to retrieve her testicles when an Oakland County sheriff accompanied her to her former boyfriend's home. And at the time, Kingsley had just gotten out of jail. She had violated a personal protection order that the boyfriend had filed against her. Ms. Kingsley failed to retrieve the testicles at that time. So the judge said if they were so important, she had the opportunity to grab them, and she didn't. Wojciechowski told the judge that he tossed out the testicles way back in July. They were rotting in my fridge, and it was disgusting. I've got food in there I wanted to eat. She didn't keep them in a biohazard container like she was supposed to.
Oh, God.
What a lovely couple.
And who would think that it's okay to keep those in a refrigerator?
Kingsley, this is Breonna Kingsley, the transgender, said she put the testicles in a jar and stored them in the fridge because I deal with trauma with comedy. Shakespeare did it. Boy, she is a Looney Tune. All right, so if you're ever in a stranger's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see something strange in their fridge.
They're not eggs. All right, we come back. We're going to talk to Todd Spitzer. Todd is the Orange County District Attorney, and he's joining us. Big event we're going to have in 2 weeks, Thursday, February 22nd. At the Honda Center, parking lot 4, we're going to be taking signatures to do a big rewrite on Prop 47. This is going to make life better. You got to come. We'll tell you about it next. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.